Now then, do you have any slang terms for wine? I don't want brand names, but just expressions for it.
Just wine, whiskey.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a name for a place where all the drunks hang out? I'm not talking about a bar. But like maybe in the gutter where they all hang around the street or something.
No.
What do you call, do you have any slang names for X-rated movie theaters?
Just a theater.
Okay. Do you have any terms for X-rated movies themselves?
Just movie. A dirty movie.
Okay. Would you ever call a skinflip?
No.
Okay. Alright, can you tell me about some city employees besides policemen and firemen who work, you know, in bad neighborhoods as well as the good ones?
What now?
Guys who collect garbage or something?
Garbage man.
Okay, anybody else? Can you think of anybody else? That's all I can think of. How about the guy who delivers mail?
Mailman.
Okay. Alright, if somebody has a lot of connections at City Hall or something, and he's, let's say, what do you say a person has if he is able to gain favors from City Hall?
Money.
Okay.
A rich son of a bitch if he can get it.
Yeah, really. Well, would you say something like he's got a lot of pull or something like that?
He's got a lot of money.
Okay, good enough. Alright, sometimes there are some city employees who have friends who are already there, and they get jobs where they get put on the payroll but they don't have to do a damn thing. Is there a nickname for them?
No.
Have you ever heard of a payroller? Okay. Alright, what do you call the great big food stores that are chains usually?
Huh?
Big food stores. Great big ones where you use carts and that whole thing.
Shopping center. Foods? No.
Like where your mom
supermarket.
Worked. Yeah. Okay. Now what do you call the small little stores, the little neighborhood food stores?
Just a little store.
Okay. How about the ones that open early in the morning and stay open? Like if you wanted to go out and get some cigarettes at 11 o'clock, it would still be open.
7-Eleven.
Okay. What do you call place where like, I think where your mother works, where you can get special kinds of meat and cheese and stuff like that?
A deli.
Okay. What do you call one of those little ovens where you can heat up food real fast? They have it in restaurants a lot. It's a new kind of oven. It's real small.
Microwave.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do you call a coin-operated self-service laundry where you can wash your clothes and you don't have your washing machine?
Washeteria.
Okay. What do you call a place? A lot of people have these in their bathrooms. They're about this high and they've got a lid on them and you put your dirty clothes in them.
Dirty basket. Dirty clothes basket.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you plug into the wall and you clean up the floor with it?
A vacuum cleaner.
Okay. What do you call that thing in the vacuum cleaner that collects all the dust and dirt?
Bag.
Okay, how about those things that, I don't know who has, I guess only rich people have these. They're, it's kind of a new appliance and you put your garbage in it and it makes it real small.
Garbage disposal.
Okay, this is different. This is, I think garbage disposal is just a sink, I think. This is something that fits under the counter.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what to call it.
Have you ever, heard of a trash masher or trash?
Yeah, trash compactor.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, what do you call those big containers that are behind stores or in apartment complexes where people throw their garbage away? They're real big and they're green.
Oh, a dipsy dumpster.
Okay.